This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobal says 20.8 million doses of vaccines arriving Nepal by upcoming mid-October. Government forms a task force to find out situation of Nepalese in Afghanistan. Health Ministry data shows a death rate due to COVID-19 highest in 60-plus age group. Experts suggest residents of Melamchi River Basin to remain alert, citing possibility of sediment mixed flood. And Taliban claims a victory in Afghanistan after seizing the capital, Kabul. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani leaves the country. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobal has said effective management and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to fight the pandemic. Addressing the Kanthipur Economic Summit 2021 virtually yesterday, Prime Minister Deobal said the government was working on the short, mid-term and long-term anti-COVID strategies to revive economy marred by the pandemic. Prime Minister Deobal said a total of 7.8% people have received at least the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine and the situation has been created to vaccinate up to 367,000 populations in a day. The Prime Minister claimed that upcoming mid-October, 20.8 million doses of vaccines will have arrived in the country, promising to provide vaccines to all eligible citizens by coming mid-April. The Prime Minister further said government would remain attentive towards the prevention of the possibility of the uncontrolled rise in interest rates when economic activities would take a momentum. The government has formed a task force under the coordination of a joint secretary of the Foreign Ministry to find out the condition of Nepalese in Afghanistan. According to the Foreign Ministry, the task force was formed under the coordination of Chief of Central Asia, West Asia and Africa Division, where representatives from finance, home, labor and employment, culture and civil aviation, health and population ministries, Nepal Police, COVID-19 Crisis Management Center and Department of Consular Services would be the members. An interministerial meeting was held at the office of Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi on Sunday for necessary coordination after finding out the condition of Nepalese who are in Afghanistan for employment and for their rescue. An arrangement has been made for online registration of the details of Nepali citizens in Afghanistan in the website of Department of Consular Services. The respective persons or families have been urged to register the details along with name of those who are in Afghanistan in website. Similarly, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has put in place Viber and WhatsApp numbers 9749326458 and 9749326459 to connect with the Nepalese in Afghanistan. The meeting also urged Nepalese in Afghanistan to appraise Nepali authority of their condition. The government of Nepal has already made official correspondence with the USA, the UK, Canada, European Union, Japan and the UN offices to rescue Nepalese working in various foreign diplomatic missions and international agencies in Afghanistan. The Nepali Embassy in New Delhi, India has already issued a travel advisory in connection to the turn of events in Afghanistan in the recent days. The Delegation Management and Government Assurance Committee under the National Assembly has instructed the government to address the issues facing the National Pride projects across the country. Issues such as clearing trees, extending deadline and contracts, among others, have impeded the construction process of such mega projects. Experts have urged the people residing nearby the Melamchi River Bank in Sindhupalchok district to stay alert, citing the possibility of further floods. Organizing a press conference yesterday, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warned about the possibility of floods mixed with sediment in the Melamchi River if there comes a heavy rain in higher altitude. The experts from the authority have concluded that around 10.5 million cubic meters of sediment has been deposited around the source of the Melamchi River at Pimathang, and it will start flowing with water if the region gets heavy rainfall. On the occasion, Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Anil Pokhrel, said the people in high-risk areas should be resettled in safer places. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has directed the security personnel to execute their duties seriously, saying saving lives of people is the first and foremost duty of the government. Addressing a virtual session after inspecting the Nepal Police Headquarters yesterday, Minister Khad asked the chiefs of provincial police officers to earnestly work to reduce the cases of violence, making government and police relation robust. Minister Khad further pledged the government's support to Nepal Police for capacity enhancement, saying the government is serious about the cases of crime, suicide and violence against women and children. The CPN-UML has demanded the government immediately take a diplomatic step to address the issues of ex-British Gurkhas who have been demanding pension rights equal to their British counterparts. In a press statement yesterday, party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the voices of ex-British Gurkhas for equal pension rights is valid, and the then government had repeatedly urged the British government to address the concerns of the retired Gurkha soldiers. The death rate of people above 60 years of age due to COVID-19 infection seems high in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population has stated that the death rate of people above 60 years from a coronavirus infection stood at 54%, 5,522 of total deaths due to COVID-19 in Nepal are reported from the age group of above 60. Meanwhile, 33 more people succumbed to coronavirus in the last 24 hours across the country, bringing the country's COVID death toll to 10,292. Likewise, the Health Ministry confirmed 2,212 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. Similarly, 1,867 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Hey, chora, kya cha hal khabar? Padhai kasto chaldai cha?
Sabai ramre chaldai cha. Ani tyaha ke cha bua?
Yaha pani sabai ramro cha. La, tero aama sanga kura gar.
Pardaina, kina dherai paisa kharcha garnuhuncha?
Kina tension linchas babu? Hami jasta ko lagi NTC ko Call India Pack chhadai cha ni. इन्डिया कल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारू गर्नका लागि एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with international updates now. The Taliban has claimed a victory in Afghanistan after seizing the capital Kabul, bringing to a swift end almost 20 years of a US-led coalition's presence in the country. Fighters have seized the presidential palace. The government has collapsed with President Ashraf Ghani fleeing. Meanwhile, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said he left the country in order to avoid bloodshed as the Taliban entered the presidential palace in Kabul. A spokesman for Taliban group has told the news network Al Jazeera that the war is over. Kabul has descended into chaos and residents and foreign nationals have been trying to escape. At the capital's international airport, an eyewitness told the BBC that staff had abandoned their desks and people were running to planes. Kabul was the last major city in Afghanistan to hold out against the Taliban offensive, which began months ago but has accelerated in the space of days as they rapidly gained control of territories, shocking many observers. The militants were able to seize control after most foreign troops pulled out. U.S. President Joe Biden has defended the withdrawal of American troops, saying he could not justify an endless American presence in the middle of another country's civil conflict. More than 60 countries, including the US and the UK, have issued a joint statement saying Afghan people deserve to live in safety, security and dignity, and that security and civil order should be immediately restored. They also called on the Taliban to allow anyone who wishes to depart to do so and to keep roads, airports and border crossings open. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Duba says 20.8 million doses of vaccines arriving in Nepal by upcoming mid-October. Government forms a task force to find out the situation of Nepalis in Afghanistan. Health Ministry data shows a death rate due to COVID-19 highest in 60-plus age group. Experts suggest residents of Melamchi River Basin to remain alert, citing possibility of sediment mixed flood. And Taliban claims victory in Afghanistan after seizing the capital Kabul. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani leaves the country. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.